everyone. Welcome to the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta wrap up. Today, we're going to be covering episodes 7 and 8. If you missed the last episode, what are you waiting for? Mari was here with me being a detective, talking about timelines, telling us all ghost stories. So make sure you check that one out as well. And me, I am your MC, Sasha Joseph, or funsize_04 on Twitter. Some of you might have watched the RHAB Rewind. You know, that's how you found the show. Some of you are hearing about it for the first time because it's now posted on your feed. Doesn't matter how you're here. I'm just grateful you're here listening to my favorite reality show. And the best thing about this show, you really don't need any background. Just turn on VH1, Paramount Plus for the older seasons if you want to jump in. If not, just follow along with me at the hashtag love and rehab up. And now it's time for the guest, y'all. I've said it once and I'm going to keep saying it because this is the space where we're going to have the most fire guest talking about all the mess. So it's almost serendipity, I feel, that my next guest is here to talk about marriage issues, because in these episodes, all we're talking about is marriage problems. So I feel like I have to bring you the RHAP marriage expert, Asia, to talk through it all. Asia's here. How are you?
Hey, Sasha. I am doing great. But I do want to let you know, if things go off the rails here, I'm going to exit the podcast and hop on a flight to Miami.
You know, and then I might get mad. I don't know. So I might throw a stool through some, you know, glass if you make me mad, because Asia, I'm just trying to make you have a good life. Why would you leave the podcast?
I'm just so ungrateful. Oh, so ungrateful.
God. And I better not see you on Instagram, Asia, with Chappelle and Jacob.
Writing my tell all.
Oh my God.
Y'all tune into my IG live. It will be a tell all about Sasha Joseph. Stay tuned.
Look at us. I thought we were doing baby steps, building trust, but here we are. You know, you won't be in any pictures. It's fine. It's fine. Right. No pictures for you, H.
So sad.
Oh my God. But before we get started, you know, I have to know, like, do you have any connection to the show? Have you watched it before? Tell me everything.
So there was a time in my life when I was watching Love and Hip Hop New York, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, even the first season of Love and Hip Hop Miami.
Yes.
I was all about it. And then I realized I was at a point in my life where Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I had at least 3 to 4 shows. So I had to take a look at myself and eliminate a few shows, and Love and Hip Hop did not make the cut.
Oh, no. And here we are.
I know. And here we are back at it. But it's like, it's one of those things where, like, social media is at a point now where you can keep up.
Yes.
Like, for example, I have never watched a full season of, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta. But can I tell you where every housewife is at the moment? Absolutely.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta has just been in a distance, you know, and I've known everything that's been going on. I just haven't been sitting there on Monday nights watching it.
No, I hear you. I can't remember what show. Oh, when it was Couples Therapy came out with VH1. Mm-hmm. My husband, you know, is like, because he has like 3 shows, maybe he watches. Everything else is like, because I'm watching it, he'll watch. So he was like, Couples Therapy's on, we need to watch it. And I was like, no, I think we need a break from Love and Hip Hop. Like, this is killing us. It's like everything. And then all these people are doing crossovers and you're like, what the hell is going on? Safari and our Trick Daddy in this episode. So here we are, people. But do you have any, like, favorite cast members? Because obviously you're an OG, I want to say.
So first of all, watching this season, I was shocked to see, for first of all, okay, Safari in Atlanta, Mendici's in Atlanta.
Right.
Like, what is happening? Even Erica Mena in Atlanta. I'm like, did y'all just pick your favorites and put them in Atlanta? I was just, I was beside myself. But I just had to come to the realization, yeah, they just all naturally live in Atlanta now.
Sure.
So, I mean, favorites. I've always liked Yandy just because, you know, she was, I'm a stick beside him. You know,
yeah,
like
she's ride that or type. Die.
Yes, she's that type of woman. So I've always liked Yandy. But then, you know, you got to like Rashida. You know, and I like Rashida from her, like, I'm the type of girl you want to.
Yes. You know? I put it on and make him want to marry me.
Yes, exactly. Like, I've been sticking with Rashida since then. Yes. I actually have a funny story. I went to, so I live in Houston. Mm-hmm. And so my mom is a diligent Love and Hip Hop fan.
Oh, like, yes. Yes.
Like,
shout
Atlanta,
out to you.
Yes, I guarantee you my mom has seen all 10 seasons of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
A queen. So I need to have her on is what you're telling me.
Exactly. So she was like, okay, Asia, next time, this was a few years ago. She's like, Asia, next time I come to Houston, next time I come visit, I need you to take me to press at the Galleria. So I was like, okay, sure, I'll take you. And so we go and cute little store and Rashida's mom actually was there. And
Miss Shirley.
Yes. She came out of the back and these girls were there asking, they were like, can we take pictures? And she's like, no. And they got mad because they're like, we came all the way here. We wanted to take pictures with you. And they're like, she's like, this is a place of business. What do you mean you came here to take pictures? Shop or get out.
Oh my God.
It turned into this thing. And so that's like my fun bit from.
Wait, so Miss Charlene was like, it was like on site with her.
Yes.
She's crazy. Oh
yes.
My God. First of all, people should know better than to talk to her any kind of way. Like, how have you not learned? If you've watched even one scene that this lady's on, she literally ran over her son-in-law's bike with her minivan. Like, what makes you think she has any regard for you?
Yes, she's about it. Yeah, I don't know what they were. Maybe they've seen one episode with Rashida and they were like, okay, I know her mom is going to be there. Let me take a. And she was not having it. She did not want it that day.
God.
Rashida wasn't there, but did get to see
her. Rashida would have taken pictures with you, I think.
Right. Yeah, me and my mom were just like watching in the corner like, dang.
You're like, I'm a loving hip hop. Right.
Exactly. I was like, that very well could have been a scene in this show, but
God, they missed
they weren't
out.
Filming. They did.
You know, Love and Hip Hop Houston was supposed to be a thing.
Yes, it was.
And what's his name? I forgot his name now, but there was this one hit wonder kind of guy. He was pretty good looking. He's our age. I forgot his name. Maybe not one hit, but like two hit.
The one, Kurt Cobain?
Yes, thank you.
Funny story. So that's going to be me this whole podcast.
Yes, I can't. That's what I called you, obviously.
Funny story. So like we're in a pandemic, obviously. And so we have this store in it's all across Texas, but it's really prevalent like Houston, Austin. Mm-hmm. So it's called HEB. It's like our main.
Oh, yes. H-E-B.
Okay. Yes. It's our main grocery store. And I'm at HEB. I'm getting some yogurts. I look up. There is Kurt Cobain in a mask. And I told my roommate, I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. My roommate was right there. I was like, that is Kurt Cobain. She's like, how do you know he has on a mask? I was like, that's him. Look at the tattoos.
Exactly. Oh my God.
And it was him. He was just there shopping.
Oh my God. Did you go up to him at all?
I didn't. I was like, before the pandemic, I definitely would have.
Yeah.
But like now true. People are a little weird about it and you don't know what people's stances are with vaccinations.
No.
Can't make any assumptions. So I was like, nah, I'm going to just admire from afar and just be like, I'll tell that story one day.
Yes. And day here came. You are. No, you're a G because I don't think I would ever. I would be like, wow, that's a really good looking guy because he has really pretty eyes. But yeah. I don't know that I would ever, you know, like remember him in that way. I couldn't even remember his name. I just.
Yeah.
But Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. Houston was going to be, I think, around him. And I mean, there's so many rappers in Houston. It's Houston. But
yeah.
So I just couldn't stop laughing, honestly, because. Right. And of course, you know, you've seen him.
I mean, I was like, yeah, Kurt Cobain's. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
But I had one more random sighting.
Yes.
Shout out to Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Oh.
So I know I was in Hollywood visiting my uncle, and we decided to like go on like one of those Hollywood tours.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually a TMZ Hollywood tour. So they're like, yes, we're going to give you the side of Hollywood you haven't seen. Like they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But we happen to be at a stop sign, and I look up and I see Lil Fizz getting out of like some type of Suburban. Mm-hmm. And I want to say Escalade, but it's not 2005.
Yeah, it's probably the black. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
The GMCs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was getting out and he went into this restaurant, and they had this thing where they're like, if you spot a celebrity anywhere along the tour, we'll give you a free shirt. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's Lil Fizz. And they're like squinting. They're like, oh my gosh, you're right. So I got a free shirt. I'm actually wearing it. That wasn't on purpose.
Oh my. Oh yeah. You
yeah.
AJ has a TMZ shirt on, y'all. Oh my God.
So
I would
die
for this. First of all, anything that's incentivized, that's a competition,
right,
that has a prize at the end, like I would be making up celebrities.
Right?
I'd be like, that's a Bollywood celebrity. You don't know them. What the heck? Right. But like, it is. It's this person.
Yes.
What will they know? They don't
exactly
know.
You're like, that's so and so from TikTok. They have 99,000 followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. I've never met a celebrity, I think, in America. Oh, well, only one time with Amy Roloff from Little People, Big World.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's the mom, right?
Yeah, she's the mom. Yes. She was on like the Florida. You know, if you go to Florida, you have to take the train to baggage claim. So
I was just there a month ago.
Oh yeah, my God. Yeah. So she was on that train with me.
Oh,
yes, in Orlando.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't ask for her picture, but she was literally standing right beside me and she was like smiling into her phone. And I was like, you're going through a divorce. So who are you smiling?
Yeah.
So it turns out, yeah, she's now married to that man.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I know. In India, I have like seen celebrities. I lived in Mumbai, which is like Bollywood. But outside of that, unfortunately, that's not here.
I feel like I have way too many for this podcast, but I have so many random celebrity sightings. And definitely pre-pandemic, I was always like, I would either approach them to just be like, hey, I really enjoy your work.
Wow.
It's really nice to meet you. Or I would ask for a picture. So like Maya Mitchell from like Good Trouble.
Yes.
I saw her at the airport. I actually saw Rudy Manusco first. And I was like, whoa, that's Rudy from like Instagram. And then I asked for a picture, and then Maya walks up. I was like, what? I need to be taking a picture with you. And
she was
so sweet about it.
Oh my God, that's so cool. I had Bollywood's like, yeah, most famous actor, Shah Rukh Khan. We were moving to America and we were in customs line. That was our flight back to America from Mumbai. And he was in line with his whole family.
Uh-huh.
And this man is like bigger than Tom Cruise in India. Like, you know, he is the number one.
Yeah.
And he's standing in the customs line. I was like, what?
Right.
And then I see him. So I'm, you know, an awkward 14-year-old. So my mom was like, obviously you have to go, you know, mm-hmm. and like talk to him. So I think I went up to him and he signed my slam book.
What?
And I don't think I said a word to him.
Yeah.
I was so awkward, but like, oh my God, he made my life. And I was like, my life is complete. I can die happy. He's also like my mom's age, but I mm-hmm. don't care.
Yeah.
I honestly don't care. I'm so in love with him. God.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
So I guess one more before we get
Please.
Back on topic.
Yes.
So one celebrity I saw was Olivia Wilde at I was in LA, ironically enough, for the Big Brother live eviction. It was season 20 whenever Scotty was evicted.
Yes.
And so I went with my roommate. I mm-hmm. got tickets. And so I was like, okay, we're flying to LA to go sit in the live eviction. And so I'm going through baggage claim and I'm like putting my shoes on and stuff. And I see Olivia Wilde coming through. I was like, oh my gosh, Olivia. She was like, sorry, I'm busy. I'm in a rush. I was like, no, I just wanted to say I really enjoy your movies.
Oh.
And she was like, thank you so much.
That's
and then she
so
kept going.
Cute.
Yeah.
She's like, no pics, please get out of here.
Oh my God.
I was on the set of 106 and Park, you know, when you could win those tickets.
Yeah.
And yeah,
wait, who was hosting?
This was with Rossi and Terrence J. Like when we were in high school, I think is when they were. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was them. No, it has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after them was Bow Wow. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Short lived. No shade to Bow Wow. But, you know, he had his private jet he needed to take. Obviously. Right.
I was the Bow Wow's number one fan growing up. I went to every Scream tour.
Oh my God.
Even like, you know, after those concerts, you wait for them to go back to their tour bus. I waited and I was at the front with my bandana and he signed it. Sasha, when I tell you, I had that bandana framed and on my wall my entire childhood.
Happy that
Bow Wow signed my bandana.
That's merch. Maybe it's not worth anything now, but it was a long time ago.
You could say, I will give you $1 million to tell me where that bandana is right now. And I would be out $1 million.
Oh, no.
I have no idea where it is.
Oh, my God. But I on purpose recycled my Chris Brown merch because I was like, I hate you, I guess. Right?
Oh, I did spend a day with Bow Wow. That's another.
Oh, my God. What the hell, Asia?
I have all these stories in my pocket.
Seriously, Mari and I were talking about doing a happy hour. So like we need all this.
Yes. Yes.
We can hear. Oh my God. I can't let you spend a day with Bow Wow.
It was the most random thing. I was 12 years old?
But he would have made
him 17.
Oh.
But he was still, he was in his late prime.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. If he was 17, it's too awkward. Cause I was like, that could have been your boyfriend.
Right.
But no, that would be grooming. So yeah, we don't do that.
Little sister.
Oh, yuck. <You know? laughs> Meanwhile, you're like, here's what our wedding would be.
Yeah, I was on cloud 9.
Oh my God, I would die.
Yes.
Oh God, any one of them. Bow Wow, Omarion, Marcus Houston. My God. God. Okay.
Even Romeo.
Oh, yes. ICDC. What do you mean? It's a bop. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, look up a little Romeo, or is he Romeo now? Whatever.
He's Romeo Miller.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, with ICDC Colin.
Yes. That was that, I'm going to give this one last little check of my rapping skills.
Before, because he played basketball, right? At USC or something?
He did. And I was in the, I swear, I really don't have that many stories, but I was in the basketball band when I went to school at UT Austin.
Yes.
And we played them. We played them. And so the basketball band got to go in the same tunnel as the basketball team.
Oh, my God.
And so we went down there. I see Romeo and I'm thinking oh, my gosh, that's so cool. It's Romeo. Then literally the rest of the basketball band is taunting him. They're like, oh, little Romeo.
No. How dare you?
I'm hiding my face. Oh, my gosh.
You're like, where are you going to be after this? Let's go.
I'm like, I don't know them. Forget my uniform.
Yes. I'll switch for this one time. Let's go to 6th Street and we will be happy. There's that night bus right at 6th Street.
The E-bus. Yes.
Oh my God. I'm getting PTSD because I've been left on 6th Street. So as a freshman, and I was like, where do I
go? Awful.
Yes. I was there for a fraternity formal. So it was just all bad. And it was like a festival of India. So it's like all these Indians and I know none of them.
Yeah.
A mess, a whole mess. But anyway, speaking of parties. I feel like we should get into it. Asia and I talked ahead of time and we were talking about, let's start with, young jock, because there's so many feelings to feel. So let's just rip the bandage right away, because Asia, we see, young jock. I'm also, before we get into young jock, I'm also wondering, and I hope we do, do you think we're going to get a new story of someone that was murdered by the police every almost every two episodes or every episode.
Oh, that's a good point, because the, like, I know you and Mari talked about it a little bit about how like they're jumping around.
Exactly.
So it's not even like these things happened at the time of filming. So I could very well see them saying like, we need to dedicate a lot of the season to raise awareness.
Exactly.
So I could see it happening, especially since we're already episode seven and eight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
They're going to commit to it the entire season, because unfortunately there is enough to even highlight for the entire season, because they could even do every episode if they want.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Right. So, you know, for those of you that don't know about Ahmaud Arbery, like, I would say, you know, it take a minute like to look it up, because it's really tragic about how he was just jogging and happened to fit the profile of being a Black man. Like, they're in, you know, nothing else. And two white men, I think they were father and son, right? And decided to shoot him.
Fatally.
It's disgusting. And, you know, it's, to me, it's unfortunate, because we saw Ahmaud Arbery's mom, because it's Ahmaud Arbery's birthday. Like, that's kind of Young Jock's like setup, where, you know, the conversation is about Ahmaud was obviously an amazing person. And, you know, he would literally give you the shirt off his back. And, you know, it, wrong place, wrong time, or, you know, just unfortunately being a Black man in America, right? To me, it's more that than even wrong place, wrong time. Yeah, but,
exactly.
You know, and then we get a lot of that. And then, Asia, we get Jock's, you know, kind of, we're getting the layers of Jock's son, where he's, you know, saying, well, my son isn't here in Arizona, which I did watch the family reunion. They did have a really interesting moment where the setup was that I think it was Carly Red and her daughter that did this, but I could be wrong. Someone set it up where it was like, because there were so many older kids there that you had to, you know, almost talk about like generational wealth and like, you know, legacies all together. So Jock actually gave his son a Rolex, and, you know, to say like, we're really going to establish a generational wealth, and I know we've not had the best relationship, so I want to work on that. And Carly Red and her daughter had a moment of like, you know, it's not about material things, but it's more that I just want you around, you know, was like Jasmine's thing. So we got these like moments from these kids. So it's interesting that they're now playing out on the show because so that's like the setup for Jock's son.
Because Jock's son been on any previous season?
No, I don't believe so. Or maybe he has in like passing, because again, like Kirk, Jock has a lot of kids too. So like we've seen like, again, in the vicinity, but he has never been highlighted like this. Until family reunion, actually, where Jock actually brings his son as like the person, you know, I think everyone almost bought like a plus one in some way. So Jock's like child was his plus one. And then Jock's son started hitting on Carly Red's daughter, which is really messy and gross because their parents were dating. And they do. Their mannerisms of Jock and his son Imani are the same, like the hand movements. I was like, this is creepy to watch. So but anyway, that's kind of like the setup for Jock. So, you know, how are you feeling about all of this, like Jock and Imani and all of this?
Yeah, I was thinking like, okay, of all events to just skip out on, what, like, that just shows you kind of, I think all of this boils down to the immaturity of Imani, because it's like, okay, your father, who is trying, you know, at this point, he's putting forth some ounce of effort. And then you're just going to be like a no call, no show to, like, it's not just, it's not a party at a club, you know, it's like an event that has impact. And so I felt bad for Young Jock that his, that Imani did not show up at all.
No.
And so, yeah, I think like in what we saw over both episodes is just a matter of like, I don't think it, because sometimes, or I guess Imani could be thinking like a little too late. or something like that.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
I don't think it's ever too late. There are people making up with their parents at 40, you know?
Yeah. And it seems like there's a lot of love lost, because we do see where Amani and Jacques finally speak. It's so obvious that it's produced, because they're shooting basketball in a random, you know, spot.
Yeah.
So you could tell that the producers asked for it. And like, to me, that didn't amount to anything where, you know, Jacques, it's kind of just a setup where, yeah, Jacques is saying, there was a shootout at the club because of your friend, and you're still besties with this person when, you know, he caused my business to shut down. Imani's not listening. And he said, you know, Imani said, you told me I am dead to you. So to me, that's like a wrap. And then Imani ends up leaving. So nothing is solved. But then we actually get the background when Jock talks to Fatima, which is Imani's mom, to, you know, say, we get the whole thing where Jacques unfortunately never married her. Seems like they were always fighting. And then within a year, right, he had 4 siblings.
Yeah.
Like, what in the Nick Cannon hell is
Nick
this?
Nick Cannon. Like,
oh my God.
That's just a whole other conversation.
Yes.
But that's what blows my mind, is that people, they're so concerned about women and what they, women can only have 1 to 2 to 8 babies at once, right?
Okay, John and Kate.
They can only have one pregnancy.
Yes,
whereas a man could go out and get a woman pregnant each day of a month. And there you go, 30 kids right there. And so that just blows my mind.
Birth control for men
out in these streets.
Yes. Yeah, please. Like, let's do it. But yeah. And then, so, you know, you can see that there's like a lot of hurt and abandonment issues, basically, because Jacques had Imani when he was 20. And, you know, he was like, listen, I was trying to hustle still, figure my music thing out. And unfortunately, the child got lost in, you know, the like frustration, the like all of this stuff. And I think Imani feels like Jacques's always poking at him. It's like they just don't seem to have a good relationship. And then Fatima, you know, is like, well, I also don't want to I have a black man that, you know, I want to like micromanage, but I can't because of work, which is so just hard to hear.
Yes.
Because it's just, she's like wants her child to be safe mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. But she's also seeing, I think, him go down a path.
Right. Which she said, like, she has noticed a difference in him just working at Jock's Club.
Yes.
And so, like, it's clearly not a great influence on him. And then they both don't know what to do. How old is he? Is he 19?
19. Okay, he must be 19 or 20. Yeah, I think he's young.
Right. So then it's like, okay, now he's a young adult. He may be acting like, you know, a teenager, but he is a young adult. So it's like, okay, do you let it, like as a parent, do you let him go off and make these difficult decisions and learn from them? Or do you continue to try to parent, but then he thinks he's grown. So then he's not listening. So then you end up trashing your own club. So
yes.
It's at that point where I mean, I don't think anybody is perfectly equipped for parenthood when they walk into it.
No,
especially in this situation. They just need some outside help.
Exactly. And then, you know, it seems like they're trying to figure it out, because then they get to the club and, you know, Jock is like, look, I'm walking around. This is what failure looks like. I'm basking in it. Oh, my. OK, guy. And then, you know, he's like, I need to be out of this place by tomorrow. You could say Imani probably has a lot of PTSD, too, because someone got shot at this club and that's why it shut down. And it's either one. The story isn't tracking very well, because one or two people got shot. And I should have looked it up in the blog. Sorry. But anyway, it was like someone got shot, but like no one died, I believe. I don't think anyone died, but a lot of people could have gotten, you know, hurt really bad. Yeah. Like, you know, Imani could have died, the security, Jock, the waitress, it could have been so much mess. And Imani, I guess, isn't really taking a moment to like acknowledge his like part in it and his like situation of like, I'm still friends with the person that shot up my dad's club.
Right. He thinks it's like, it's just with the territory. Like, yeah, there was he doesn't understand the gravity of it. Mm-mm. And it's not until, and I don't know if that's like the Gen Z in him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes Gen Z uses language that, you know, just like, that you're just like, whoa, that's too serious to say.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I think that has a lot to do with it. And the fact that he's just like, I don't know, he's just completely separated himself emotionally from Jock. Mm-hmm. So much so that he doesn't realize how this affected Jock's livelihood.
Yeah. And then, you know, young Jock is saying, listen, like, again, I'm trying to protect you. There's a detective in here. They're looking at footage. And next thing they see is you smoking weed with zero regard for the law. And, you know, he's like, I am trying to explain to you that, like, your, you know, life is way more at threat than normal. Like, mm-hmm. get it together. But I don't think, unfortunately, like, he's seeing it, Imani. And then I think he's gets so mad because young Jock says, if your mom was dating someone that caught, you know, and it caused her to lose the house, what would you do? And he's like, it's not the same. It's not the same. And it's like, it actually is. Exactly. Oh my God. And then he gets so angry, Asia, that he throws a stool against the stage and like breaks the glass. That's really scary to me.
That's actual anger. Like, this isn't like they set the scene to say, like, okay, we're gonna put some breakaway glass so that you can act out. No, we clearly saw how this did not play out how they planned. Like, literally, well, I know it was, I won't spoil it because we're about to get there. So we get to a point where he throws that, and then Imani is basically just reacting, and Jock ends up going to blows with Imani. And as soon as Jock like lands a hand on Imani, they cut to black.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I mean, that's how you know, because there have been plenty of fights on Love and Hip Hop, usually just drink throwing. They'll show that. They'll show a little tussle. But this is Jock, who is livid at this point with Imani, and he doesn't know what else to do, and he just takes out his rage on Imani. And so they cut to black, and then Imani's like, you just threw hands on me, blah blah blah. Security had to separate them. Imani goes out, and then Jock throws the stool back at my glass.
And I was like, oh my God, like, it is wild. First of all, you know, I've heard about this stuff where I obviously don't have any siblings. I don't have a brother, but like where, you know, dads and sons, right, like come at this point in their relationship. Like, I've heard about this a lot where it's a moment, you know, in like their relationship where it's like, who's the alpha, the testosterone, you know, all of that. So like, I for a second thought it was that, but then you could hear the hurt in Imani's voice. He's like, what did I do to you that you're putting hands on me? Oh, it like broke my heart. I was like, that poor child, you know, he's a child, like, and he's like walking away. Like, I was like, like, Jock should have followed him, like talked to him, but nope.
Yeah.
He just decided to throw another, probably the same stool.
Yeah. He picked that same stool and broke more glass in his club. And it's like, okay, it's okay because it's already shut down right now. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's still more money you're going to have to spend to fix that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, are you selling it in an auction? Is this a bankruptcy? Like, is that why you just give zero F's about your stuff? What is it, sir? What is it?
Oh my gosh. And even for Imani to ask after Jock like went at him, for him to ask, what did I do for you to, what do you mean? How do you not understand how angry he is at this point? Y'all have been conversing. This didn't, he just didn't come from out of nowhere and like throw hands on you.
And
just,
why is he still friends with this person? Like, people, stop being friends with toxic people. And like, I understand as a young person, you do end up making decisions like that are controversial, but I don't think I would ever talk to someone, anyone that, you know, was hurting my mom. Like, that is no way impossible. So it's just, it's very unfortunate, I will
say.
It
really is. Yeah.
And that's kind of it. Like, that's where we leave them.
Right.
I think we do see them next week. So, or at least we see Jock, I think, next week. So, hopefully we see more of him, because I know it'll be like in Dubai proper.
Yeah.
But for now, like, that's kind of all we have. So we're praying for them, because that's really just sad.
Yeah. And I don't think Jock is a bad... I don't think he is a bad father currently. I think he is genuinely trying to turn a new leaf.
Yes.
Because I know, like, you know, it's going down. Yeah. That Jock.
like 8 kids Jock. Yeah.
Right. And so I think he is genuinely at a point in his life where he's trying to turn around. He's trying to repair that relationship. And Amani's just not having it. And so they're just not seeing eye to eye, because they're not both interested in doing
that. Exactly.
Better.
Yeah. And it's therapy. You need therapy, and that's it. Who's that one doctor, right, that shows up in everything? That therapist, that black guy with the glasses.
Who
was Jocelyn and Stevie's therapist also? Oh. But he's also in Love and he's in Real Housewives. He's everywhere, that man.
I cannot think of his name.
I don't know
name.
His name either, but whatever. That guy. He needs to come back, sir. And then, you know, we go from one family, I feel like, to Spice. Where I feel like her family's finally here. You know, if you've seen Love and Hip Hop, so you've seen like Spice's story, where her thing is like, I'm away from my kids, but I'm hustling, But it seems like because of COVID, she's able to have her kids with her, which is so nice. And then the biggest thing, she has a song out with Sean Paul and Shaggy.
Sorry, I did not know Shaggy was making music outside of that commercial he has with Ashton Kutcher and Mila.
Yeah.
Mila Kunis. I was like, okay, Shaggy. And then Sean Paul, last song.
Again, to me, I was like, 10 years ago, this song would have been a bop. And song would have been the Despacito. But now, I don't know. But am I still, I listened to it and I did like it. But Spice, like, I wish nothing but the best for you. But it seems like it's been 10 years and she's never had an album out, which is so sad.
Like, for her to say, I have been in the business since 99.
God.
And she's the queen of dance hall. I love dance hall music.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I've stumbled across a Spice song.
My husband knew her before she joined the cast. Yeah. So she's known allegedly. Like, I don't listen to dance hall, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently.
That's a minute. Mm-hmm. That's a long time in the business before, I guess, taking off.
Yes. These labels, man.
Right.
God.
But this performance they had in the club, I want to say, if that didn't show you how this would have been a hit 10 years ago. Because Sean Paul, he looked
was
like...
Was that Shaggy?
Shaggy.
I was like, wait, Sean Paul was there?
No, he wasn't there. Shaggy could have been in the same place Sean Paul was.
Yes.
Shaggy could have phoned this in, because he did not look like he wanted to be there.
Oh my God. Because I love how she was like, oh yeah, Shaggy helped me launch this. And then I was like, great. So Shaggy's going to have a big thing. He was on the side. I was like, is that a hologram? Like, where is he? What? It made no sense. Like, she's like this Egyptian princess, like, you know, coming out like as a queen. The song is pretty fun. She's, you know, like dancing, doing the splits, and then he's just on the side. He did his two line verse, and then he's gone.
I'm like, he didn't have even a full four bars.
No.
Stood up from his chair, did his verse, went back to his chair.
Yes.
Like, I did what I came to do. Don't expect more than that.
Nope. That's literally it. And then we find out. Oh, and then Safari's also there, and he's with all the ladies. He's like, oh, I'm crashing ladies' night. Shut up, Safari. Here we go. And then we get, let me reintroduce y'all to my boyfriend. And then everyone was like, oh, he looks a little familiar. I wonder who it is. And thankfully, these are not white people saying this, because that's racist, right?
Yes.
Like, all black people look the same. But you're just like, And then turns out it's Justin from production.
Yes. Savari's like, I know this guy. Oh, my gosh. I know him from Love and Hip Hop production. It's like, what?
Oh my God. I wanted to know what his job was, but they wouldn't tell us. Again, I will find out for next week. Sorry, y'all. I should have done that research too. I need Mari the detective.
But they are still together. Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, I looked that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like, Spice said, I found love on Love and Hip Hop. And he saw something he liked and he went for it. So it looks like Justin made the commitment or made the first step. And then, looks like they're in a full on pandemic relationship because cut to them. Oh, sorry. And then they kiss really disgustingly
in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And they're just like, ew.
Ooh. I hate PDA, but this is like not PDA. This is sex. Like, don't do it. Like, in
it's
front of
too
people.
Much.
Yeah. It's like Cash and Charlie from Love Island. I don't know if you saw their kids upside down. No. Yeah, it's like it's literally that. It was gross. Yeah. And then then we get Spice like living her best life. She's domesticated, her blue wig is off, all of this. And she's like, I found love, I have my kids, my music is going finally. But then I'm ready to be back. COVID's, slowing down, allegedly wrong. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm ready to put on my blue hair again. And then this man, this Love and Hip Hop production man,
who
has known her from jump, says, you're in a relationship now. That means you can't be provocative and you can't be dancing all kind of ways.
Right. Can't be whining.
Yeah.
No. What? The wine is a dance that
exactly.
You have to do in dance hall. So what are you talking about?
Oh my, there's literally a whole song called Wine Up. Remember that song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love that song.
Yes. In the high school dances.
Right? So inappropriate. Why
why
know this music?
And why did they not care? To play. This is why it's really bad, because I used to work with teens, and like as soon as the beat would drop, I'd be like, change the song. And they were like, listen, we've never had this happen before, because usually no one knows the music. And I was like, yeah, sorry about it.
Just terrible. Y'all go look up Wine Up.
Yes,
please. It.
Oh, God. I'm feeling your body.
Yeah. Oh, Kat DeLuna.
Kat DeLuna. Yes.
Featuring Elephant Man.
Oh my God. Elephant Man is big too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But
that was 2007. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I was a sophomore.
Yeah. Oh my God. When did you graduate high school?
2009.
Okay, me too.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay, yeah. So then it looks like Spice is being much kinder than I would be, because I would just walk away and laugh in his face.
Yes, it would be like, okay, boy, bye.
Yeah, I think I would on purpose grind more on him and be like, guess what? This is exactly what's going to happen. See, this is, thank God I'm married, but this is why my husband does get mad at me, because I am stubborn and annoying when I'm told no. To me, this man is on production. He's seen her. He was probably her, in her crew. So he's seen everything. So to me, like, men like this need to take a seat and calm down.
Absolutely.
Because you don't own her. She's probably making more money than you. And then you're over here being like, let me not, shut up. Okay.
Right.
Justin, shut
up. First of all, she's been doing this since 99. This is her
literally
appeal. This is what she this is her thing. She does not call herself the queen of dance hall for no reason.
Right.
And so all of a sudden now that she's with you as her boyfriend. No, even if he was her husband.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just come. You should know the person who you're getting with. And not like, I like these parts about her, but I'm going to change everything she's doing in her occupation.
Yeah, it's like
absolutely not.
Kick rocks, sir. Yes. Because like, how dare you ask her to, you know, change who she is as a person? Like, mm-hmm. it's BS. This is how she's made her. This is probably why you like her. This is the thing. These men need to understand that, like, you fell in love with me, and now that you're in love with me, all of a sudden you want me to change. Absolutely the hell not, sir.
Right. No.
Oh my God. Oh, I would drag to filth. She's so much nicer than me. That's all.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, patient. He's a video producer. So that could mean anything.
Yeah. I saw a cinematographer.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know.
So I know you've been looking at the videos and looking at her.
Exactly.
Videos. That's what I do know. Stupid. Oh, that bothers me. And that's kind of where we leave Spice, right? Where she's not really. We don't really see her anywhere else. And then going from being in the game since 99, I feel like we should go to the young ones now.
Yes.
Do you want to do Amaretta or Young Baby Tate?
Let's do Amaretta.
Let's do it. Oh, my God.
Amaretta the Great.
Yes. How do you feel about her?
So I love the way she talks.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Yes. And I have never heard of her before this season. Never.
Absolutely not. I really want to DM her and ask her if she'll be on this podcast. Cause I bet she would love to. Cool.
Yes.
So pretty. My God. Mm-hmm. We start with the sad moment of, like, you know, she's at her dad's grave. But she feels like this is her safe space though. And, you know, she feels like, I can cry and I don't need to have this armor almost around me that I need to have in the rest of my world. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I hear this voice, Asia, and it's Khadija. What is this woman here?
That's her sister, right?
Yes. But okay. I don't know that that is her dad. I don't believe. Mm-hmm. Is this Khadija's dad? Just the vibes I was getting. I was like, is this your dad?
It was like, I'm here to talk to you, but not to be at the gravesite.
Exactly.
I'm here because you're here.
Yeah. I'm here for mom, obviously.
Right.
She's the freaking, like, henchman. Like,
right.
Oh, the mom. Like, she's the muscle to be like, mm-hmm. you need to meet with mom. Oh, my God.
That's clearly, like, her mom's favorite.
Yes. My God.
Won't acknowledge any wrongdoing from the Mach G. Because it's sad. Like, the last episode, she's like, oh, that's y'all's relationship.
Yes.
That's the relationship you have with
her.
That's
not, like, me.
Right.
Oh, so, my God. Gaslighting, like, wow. Queen.
Yes. It's like having no empathy for how Amaretta is feeling.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she's clearly here to tell her she needs to talk to her mom.
Oh, very much that. And then, so then, you know, we do get a little bit more of Amaretta's backstory, where unfortunately she was 1 year old when her dad passed away. He was actually shot and her mom was right there. So again, I'm just like, okay, here you go. Trauma for everyone. And, you know, everyone's hurt in this situation. And then so Khadija does say, you know, like, your mom is the person that understands you, and, you know, like, really, like, notices the pain because she feels the same pain. I mean, she wants you to not feel that, you know, pain anymore. And then, you know, so they're talking about that a little bit more. And then finally, I think Amaretta says, okay, like, I'm going to talk to mom again, because you're right. Like, I don't think my dad would want this. But it seems like at 1 year old was the last time she truly felt happy, is what it sounded like.
Right. Oh. It's just been like nonstop, just sadness throughout her life. And it started then, which is just like, when you think back on it, it's like, oh my gosh, like there was never a point, like, even through her teens, that was just like, okay, we need to figure it out. They've just been going through the motion since then.
Exactly.
And it's just been ripple effect after ripple effect. And then just going to create all these, like, generational curses. Because if Amaretta never deals with it, it's going to only carry on, you know, with her offspring.
Yep. Yeah. So, remember trauma, people. Like, your bodies remember it for generations, and then you will pass it down. Like, you have to let it go a little bit, or work on it. I mean, don't just let it go. Like, do the work. to let go.
Right.
And then, you know, Khadija finally, I guess, agrees that let's talk. Yes. And then we see her at a photo shoot, very much a Macy's photo shoot. I was like, you too pretty for this. Like, right. Like, how do I just think I'm going to start GoFundMe for her. I don't know. Right. But she's like great on Twitter. Like, she's always interacting with people. So yeah, so she's at a photo shoot. But you know, she's saying my head's not in it because, you know, obviously I like just a lot going on with my life. And then mom shows up. So I thought it was going to be bad. I thought there were another fight. Here we go.
I did not expect it to be amicable.
Yes, because finally, what we have been saying for I don't know how many podcasts, but mom finally apologizes. She says some things happened in the past that lost like your trust to me, which. So to me, I'm like, there's a lot more going on that I hope Amaretta is getting help with, because it just seems like it's more than neglect, I will say. But I don't want to, like, you know, say for sure.
Right.
And then, yeah. And then the mom finally says, like, watching your hurt and, you know, not really seeing your dad. Like, I have been hurting for a lifetime because of it. And that oh my God, I felt that in my heart. Like, that was just so sad. And then finally, mom apologizes, Asia. Yes. My God.
She said from the bottom of her soul.
Yes.
She is sorry.
Like, it's like about time. Like, that's what I have to say.
So overdue.
Jeez, it's so frustrating that she couldn't have just done this before so that they could, you know, move on.
Years ago. You just had Amaretta constantly, you chose a man over us, and her mom, no, I didn't. Rather than, okay, let me look at it of like why you would say that.
Exactly.
How you feel that way.
Oh my God. And I've been saying this. Yes. And I've been saying this forever, like intent versus impact, like understand that your intent might not have been this, but like your impact was that this child is hurting. Period. Exactly. So understand that, like, take it in, people. Yeah. But I'm hoping that this is the end of that and that we can get more like more fun Amaretta living her life moments. Right. That's what I want. I just want to see her thrive, you know. And then I feel
and
we
get to know her.
Yes.
For me.
Exactly. Oh my God. I'm just going to DM her. Let's do it. I'm going to DM her and be like, can you be on the podcast?
Do it.
Oh my God. She only has 200,000 followers. Maybe she'll see my DM.
Yeah. I feel like that's the nice cap for when people actually like review DMs.
Exactly. So let's see, people. Pray for me. And then we get the last like kind of singular story, because everyone else is tangled together. Yeah. Is young baby Tate. What do you think about young baby Tate?
So first of all, never heard of her either before this. So it's been nice getting to know her throughout the season so far.
Yes.
I did not expect. Okay, well, first of all, that guy that she was dealing with, so trifling.
Oh, Guap Dad.
Yes,
Chappelle's favorite. Don't think I forgot.
Chappelle, I swear, he stands all the wrong people.
Yes, he likes Safari too. God.
Oh, I need to talk to him because
red flag. Just kidding. I love you.
Chappelle.
Oh my God.
That guy she's dealing with, just terrible. Just trying to, it's one level to like gaslight somebody.
Yes.
But then 100%. To try to say that, no, if you're gonna gaslight me,
I'm like, gonna break up with you.
Like, did you just try to like, it's like if somebody cheats on somebody and then they try to call the other person out for cheating and like break up with them so they don't get caught doing what they were doing. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. So I liked seeing her like move on.
Yes.
Shoot her music video.
Yes. It looked really cute. It seemed very 90s, I will say, like a Missy Elliott, maybe 2000s like video where it was like fun, colorful, kind of almost 3D vibes.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cute, but
I told myself I was going to go listen to that song.
Yes.
I still haven't.
Very much me. It's like,
And then she got a reading done. So yeah. Have you ever gotten a reading done?
Yeah, I do in India. I don't think I've ever done it in America. But yeah, I've done tarot cards, but just and like they do in India, they're called like your kundalis, which is like literally the date and time you were born. And then they'll make the whole, you know, they'll make your birth chart from that. So gotcha. I've like had that stuff done too.
Yeah. So yeah, I did. I got one. One of my friends actually does them, and she did it. I had to just like send her my stuff.
Yeah.
And then she did it over YouTube and like sent me the link. And she was pretty spread on around about some stuff. I was like, okay. I'm all in.
Yeah. No, I really like it. I personally think it works better when they know you a little bit, just because when they're not trying to scam you, like they know you.
Yeah.
And secondly, like they can actually be like, oh, you are struggling with blank. And that's what this card means. Because I felt like the spiritual advisor was kind of meh. She's like, you're going to be victorious. You're going to have longevity in your career. You're going to get the bag. And it's like, okay. Like, what are you going to tell her?
She's like, okay, wait, what show are we filming for? Love and Hip Hop? Okay, you're going to get the bag.
Right? Yeah. And then she was like, you want the shebang bang. Like, what? Yeah, you want the whole shebang bang. Like,
right. It's like, girl, what are you talking about?
Oh my God. This is why I feel like if you're going to do it, like have some friends that know how to do it. And it might be a little bit better.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, don't let this be an example of tarot card readings and then deter you.
Agreed.
There have been better examples that you could do.
Very much that. And oh my God, that's why I couldn't stop laughing, because I was like, this is just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, no, please, like, stop this. And then, but they, you know, still keep talking, fine, whatever. And then they talk about relationships, where she said, you got to take your power back again.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. That's what you've been saying. That's what everyone on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Wrap Up has been saying. Mm-hmm. And we did not pull tarot cards for her.
Right.
Okay. Like, what? All we're saying is, yeah, take your power back. Don't let this man break up with you on the street, stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, my God.
That was, when he did that, when he is like, okay, we should just, you know, keep it at what we like our working relationship.
Yes.
And she like looked sad and like it kind of hurt her a little bit. And I was like, no, don't let him do that to you.
No, not him. Give him
all the power. Yes. Yuck,
absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, you know, her ancestors are telling her, let it go. Don't look back. You know, live your best life, which is correct. She should. Mm-hmm. And then she speaks a little bit, which, before we see the next segment, I thought was random, was that she says, I want to be here, you know, for all kinds of people, the cis people, trans, non-binary. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, okay, ally plug. Like, I was like, that was so, it seems so random before we get to the next piece of her story. Because it was like, where did that come from? Okay, yes, but what?
Oh my God.
Caught off guard.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay. And then, you know, she was like, we make the world, which is correct. Mm-hmm. You know, 100% we do. People, not women, people that can give birth are just, like, you know, we should be, I don't know. I mean, I have not given birth, so I don't know why I'm saying we, but we have the power. We have wombs, you know, should, you know, be on a pedestal at all times. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to walk in a room like Spice, you know, with that Egyptian, like, that's how, because guess why? Because I have the potential to give birth.
Hey, like, okay, so when I was in my, I still am active today in my sorority. So I'm a part of Alpha Kappa Alpha. And we, at my probate in college, we had that idea. We want to come in like, hi. And what we did was we got men from other, from fraternities.
Yeah.
And they carried us on their shoulders and carried us in and then like dropped us off on the stage. But that was like, that's the closest I'm going to get.
Oh my God. We need videos.
Oh, that there's videos.
Yeah. Okay, great. See, now I'm going to ask my guests every time, because Mari shared the baby fat pictures.
Yes.
Now we're going to share Asia living her best life moment.
I have to find it, but it is out there in YouTube world.
Oh, my. Yes, of course. I remember when all those things are posted on YouTube. Yes. I'll just say that. I don't even want to share anything more because if anyone else finds it, I will die. Oh, my God. That happened to me at my wedding, but it was like the chair dance. And I was like, this is so meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted a probate really bad, but we were just not there yet with my sorority. But the class I pledged,
they got a probate. Yeah, they got a probate. Nice.
We're doing a probate.
Yeah. Nice.
Good times. Oh my God. And for those of you that don't know what a probate is, it's like a unveiling of your new pledge class.
Yeah.
Or your new brothers or sisters or siblings, whatever you want to call them.
Or new initiates, yes, however you want to say it.
Not profites, your neophytes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, not me pledging again. And then So now we do get some context finally, because he's going on a date and I'm like, yes, you're going go-karting. What a cute date. I think that's a great first date.
Absolutely.
Yes. I think like you should do a little bit competitive, because then you can like tease each other and you can find out if they're sensitive or not, because that's a problem if they are.
When I tell you, that is a very key indicator. I literally have broken up with somebody over that. Like, we played one-on-one basketball. I beat him and he was so mad. Like, stormed off to the car. I was like,
And then we, keep going. And so they're going on a date, whatever. It's fine. It turns out she's going on a date with a woman and her name is Yada. Which I thought was very interesting.
Yada, like yada, yada, yada.
That's exactly what I thought of. She turns out to be like someone that Young Baby Tate has known for a while. She just used to do her hair. That's how they know each other. Mm-hmm. And then, which was like cute. They, I guess, like had crossed paths. But it was like a will they, won't they. But Young Baby Tate was like, F this. Let's go on a date. So I really like this conversation where I think sometimes we'll get the like, I'm still exploring, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like Young Baby Tate was very much, I've known I liked girls or women since I was 4.
Yeah. I'm glad she explained it how she did too, where she was like, I've known I've liked girls since I was 4. I actually realized I like guys later in life.
Yeah.
Because people always think it's the default to be straight. And then, then you realize. That's a whole conversation itself. So I'm glad that they highlighted it the way that they did.
Exactly.
And the way Yada was like, she asked her like, are you curious? She's like, no, I'm not curious. I know.
Not only does she know, she said, because I'm bi, I like what's in between your heart. I don't care about what's in between your legs. I was like, tell them, Young Baby Tate.
So she said the funny version of it, not the explicit version, but I guess it's still too much for VH1.
Yes, that makes so much sense, because I was like, what the heck did she just say that it's such a issue, because then I thought she was talking about the other part. Anyway, it's fine. I'm glad to know that it is not any of that. So basically she's like sharing with her date, she's like, Yada, like I am doing all of this and I'm living my best life, like it's great, I love it. And Yada's like, all right, I'm into this. So that's kind of where we leave them, where they're kind of trying to figure out where they end up.
Yada basically asked her on a second date. So she's like, to get to know her more. And so we'll see.
Exactly. I'm praying that this ends up working out well. That's what we're going to hope.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Exactly. Let's pray for this. And then we will. So that kind of ends it. Now I feel like we need to get to the confusing moments of it all, because now we're at let's start with axe throwing, because that kind of starts this whole moment, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we are at axe throwing with the husbands and the scorned boyfriend, aka BK. Why is this man still around? Get him off my show.
Your storyline is done. So you're done.
Literally. Why are they still letting him come on this dumb? Like, he's so annoying.
They just need another guy.
Yeah, basically. So then, yeah. So it's Scrappy, Safari, and BK are at axe throwing. And then Scrappy is all of us because he walks in and he says, "What in the caucasity are y'all doing?"
That's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's. I have never actually been axe throwing.
Yeah.
It's like all the rage now.
Yes, it is. So my husband and I have been trying to go and schedules just aren't matching up because mm-hmm. I podcast later and he's like working during the day.
Yeah.
So, but we've been trying. So I'll let y'all know when I do go. But I don't know that I should be trusted with, you know, an axe, but it's fine. So, you know, they're doing the basic like complaining about their wives moment, mm-hmm. like yada yada yada. To me, Scrappy just seems like he is like wanting to like drag them a little.
It's terrible. It's just like the blind leading the blind.
Yes.
And,
it's like,
and I just know these types of conversations are even worse off camera,
mm-hmm.
Just around the world. And
yeah.
So it's just it's gross and it's just so annoying. It's like, oh, y'all are the perfect spouses. Oh, I'm so sure.
Like Safari. Every time there's an issue, your ass is out. Like you,
yes.
You don't even wait till the other person talks. You literally leave immediately. So how dare he ever talk about Erica or anyone else? And on top of that, their wives are super pregnant.
Yes. I know 6-year-olds that have more understanding
yes.
and compassion than Safari. I'll be easy on your man, Scrappy.
No, it's okay. You can drag him because he was doing too much. Okay. Why was he's like, Bambi is so petty. I do everything and then we'll go out and then she'll be nice. She'll be like, do you want to take pictures? Da, da, da. Then we're home. She'll be like, why is your face like that? And like, I don't know that that's a black woman thing. I think that's just a woman thing because I have definitely done that to my husband because we're in a fight. Right. But I still remember it's happened a few times, especially when we're going to weddings, because I think like there's so much stress in like getting ready mm-hmm. and all this stuff. So we're on our way and obviously never like on time because of
yeah.
me. So I remember like one time where I was like, you know, I can't have people knowing that we're arguing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, just fake it right now. And it's all his friends. So I really yes. don't want to end up looking like, you know, the bad person ever. And I think they're all like already like a little stressed about me because mm-hmm. they know that I'm loud and I'll just say whatever.
Yeah.
So we were going. Yeah. And on our way back, I was mute again. And he was yeah. like, what the hell?
Yes, yeah, it's just like you just put on a little show when you're in front of people and
yes.
you can be how you really feel with, you know, the person you feel like you could trust the most.
Exactly. So
they're just looking at it the wrong way. But yeah, they're just like, she's always so happy
yeah.
in front of other people. And then they come home and get an attitude with me. I'm like, yeah, probably because you're not doing right. You're not picking up a single piece of trash around the house. She's having to do everything. And then also bring a child. They don't understand. They vibing in the studio. Same thing. I'm busy too.
Oh my God. And not even that she's growing a human. You have gotten her pregnant twice, back to back. So she has two other little ones that she needs to deal with on top of that. And I'm sure Mama D is coming in the house. Imagine
exactly.
that. Imagine that being your mother-in-law.
Oh,
she's going to be like, oh, what are the kids? What order in that order? You know, can you imagine this lady? Oh, my God. Oh, and then so Scrappy, like we all know I love him, but like Scrappy, please come on,
yeah.
Scrappy. No, no, Scrappy. Wrong. Wrong, and then wrong. Yeah, bad Scrappy. And then we get BK Stupid. I don't even want to acknowledge him, but like he was like, oh, thank God I'm not married. I dodged this bullet with Sierra. If she asked you tomorrow to marry her, you would do it. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Again, shady man. Okay.
Exactly. And then mad that she like, well, she sold the ring and had and bought two bracelets
and a Rolex. Like,
yeah. And Samari's like, ooh, I saw those bracelets. What? How do you like, you're just spotting her jewelry while you're out and about, like, ooh, that must be new.
And then she's like, no. And Safari's like, no, we talk because she's throwing us, us, Scrappy, you and me, a baby shower. And Scrappy's like, what? Is it supposed to be a surprise? Because I didn't know about it. Bambi is a G.
Yes.
Bambi's like, what is my baby shower, not his?
It's like, maybe if you came home once in a while, I would have told you about it.
Oh my God. Scrappy's hurt. Like, you know that, like, that cut deep because he was like, okay.
Because for him, he's like, why is another man telling me about something my wife is having?
So, yeah. And so Scrappy's confessionals, he's looking really hurt because, you know, in his mind, he's like, how can she not tell me who she thinks she is? La, 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 all this stuff. But, you know, unfortunately, here we freaking are, people. Mm-hmm. So it's a bummer, but whatever.
Yeah.
And I think he deserves it a little bit.
And just then a little bit.
Exactly. And then we get the women together, like basically all three of them, like their partners are now meeting. So it's Erica, Sierra, I almost said Spice, Erica, Sierra and Bambi are now meeting and hanging out together. And Sierra's like, I'm going to throw you a glam shop. The glam baby brunch shower moment. Like, that's what's going to be happening.
And Sierra starts this off by ordering a shot of Patron.
Yes, because she said, I'm not pregnant. I'm not the one having a baby.
Then the vibes are all off. It's different if it's like a group of friends and only one person's pregnant and the rest of you drink. No, one person is drinking and the two other people you're with cannot drink. So what are you doing?
Oh my God. It's so funny to me, Asia, because I'm just like, what the heck? She literally was like, I'm not pregnant, so why should I mess up my life? I didn't choose this. They chose to lay with these men, not me. Right? And then the best was when, so they're, you know, all chatting, and then unfortunately Bambi, who is the strong friend, decides, you know, that, hey, I'm actually going to be like divorcing Scrappy, more than likely. Like, it's gonna happen.
That is a big statement.
Right? Oh my God.
Because for her to voice it, like, that means she's for real. Because a lot of times people, like, they have to think on it for a while. And if you tell your girlfriends, you can't take that back and be like, I just changed my mind. We're not. I was just venting.
And not like, even, it's on a TV show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that means you have thought about it a lot and that's the decision you have arrived at.
So exactly.
Like, yeah. Dang.
And then she starts talking about, oh, I have, you know, gotten a lawyer. And then Erica chimes in. We don't get much from Erica, like I said.
Yeah.
Because Erica's like, these two men are on a different planet.
Like, yeah. That's it.
And I was, and Bambi's like in the middle of crying. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Erica's like, I wonder if it's just like a pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if you ask Tristan Thompson, it is. Oh gosh.
Oh no.
It's like,
not that.
That man has his own story. He went to UT Austin too. So I can tell you that one after we record. That's not record. Like, no, that can't be out there.
Oh my God.
But we had a class together.
Oh my God. Yes. I can't wait. Mari, please make this happy hour happen if you're listening. But yes. And then, you know, we also hear, that she's going to have a serious point conversation with him. And then Sierra says, Safari needs his ass whooped. Mm-hmm. I was like, Sierra, like, this is on the show. Like, what do you not understand?
Right.
Zero F's given.
Exactly.
And then we get Bambi at the store. So first of all, I've been crying about not getting Scrappy, but now I'm like, this is not the Scrappy I wanted.
Right.
But here we are, people, because Bambi's at her store. You know, Scrap is there. He's wearing a mask. He's like, listen, I want to be safe.
Yeah.
We love it. And she's like, take the mask off. So she's already like on 10 as soon as he walks in.
I was like, not a socially distancing king getting shot down. He's just trying to be safe. He's trying to protect himself.
Yeah,
she's like, take it off. We're closed.
Like, the store's not open. Just take it off. Like, already it's a wrap. I feel like he should have left on that moment.
He's like, okay, you're in a mood, so we can have this conversation later.
Oh my God. So then they start screaming. And this whole time, I just want everyone to know the store is very pink. It's cute. Scrappy is now sitting on a swing, okay? Having this, he's swinging back and forth in like an Instagram moment, like swing.
Like feet going forward and backwards.
And then they start talking and she's, you know, trying to explain to him, like, listen, like, I, like, you're not around. I can't even pick up the kids. You know, like, my doctor said, I literally cannot. So he said, yeah, and I do when I'm in the house. And she's like, that's it. When you're in the house, you do, but not any other time. And that's an issue for us. But, you know, still, it's like not, you know, it's just not clicking from Scrappy because he's like, when I'm home, I do everything. Well, you're always gone because you're smoking weed and you're doing this. You're in Miami. Well, my label's in Miami. And they're just like screaming at each other, Asia.
Mm-hmm. She does not need this stress.
Exactly. That's all I can think about. Is.
Yes.
Oh my God. And then he's like, I drink and smoke, but then when I come home, I see all of you are peaceful and passed out. And then I pass out. And she's like, like, we don't have to wake up with the baby at all,
right? We just sleep peacefully,
like, no interruptions. Dude, exactly. Oh my God.
Oh, he has such the wrong view on their life, what they're doing.
No, he has four. This is going to be his fourth child coming into the world. And this is what he's doing.
You would think it's his first.
Yes. And then, you know, they're still fighting. They're like, your energy's off. The vibes is off. And then we get a confessional from Scrappy that says, Bambi wants the moon, the stars, and the asteroids. I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
Because he said the world is not enough.
Yeah.
She wants it all. And then they're, you know, they start fighting about money and all this stuff. And then Scrappy says, you never say thank you. Nothing's enough for you. Mm-hmm. And then Bambi said, but when you met me, you didn't have money. I help you put the lights on. Oh my God.
See, when I originally watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Scrappy and Bambi were together, like, I wasn't a huge fan of Bambi, but now I'm like totally on her side.
Yeah. Cause he tries to throw it in her face that she, you know, that he paid for this, the store, but she's like, I bring the whole table. I bring the doilies. Yes. You just show up and now you're trying to shake the table.
Right. Ooh. Shaking the table.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, you tried it. You wanted that sound bite in. Right. Didn't you?
Yes.
But yeah, he admits to being checked out, which is like, women just don't have that luxury, my guy. So what's the problem?
Exactly.
Ugh. Oh, it's just pathetic behavior. Scrappy, please.
Yeah. Oh, and he tried to explain being at the clubs, like, when his song was out, like, you got to work your record. You got to work your record.
How about you work your family?
Exactly.
God, it just like it, the math was not mathing with Scrappy.
No.
And then he's not invited to the baby shower because of his energy. And then he gets so mad that I'm pissed, and he leaves and he said, I don't have time for this cap shit.
Yeah.
That's the best line I ever heard in my life, and I'm gonna use it every time. So if I ever need to gaslight someone, I'd be like, this is cap shit and I can't handle it.
I just love how these words just evolve.
Yes.
Like, I remember I first started hearing no cap. I was like, what does that mean?
Like, I was like, I've never used it. This is so stupid.
And now it's just like capping everything. It totally makes sense.
Yes. Now you're like, yeah, sure. 100%. What? And you know, Scrappy, for our new fans, has always made up his own words.
Yes.
He'll be like, Fiznai. Instead of you feel me, Fiznai. And like the Shiznai, which is like,
yes,
you know, stuff. Like, what? So he has always in life made this stuff up. So it's very funny to me.
It's his thing.
Yeah, but it's okay. Here we are. Mm-hmm. And then, so then there's, you know, the baby shower time now. Okay. Scrap has showed up because he said, I'm not going to talk to Bambi, but I'm here to show support for her. And then Safari is here and he's also showing up without his wife. And then Rashida's like, hello, they're pregnant. Right. Please get it together.
I can't talk to y'all.
Mm-mm. And then Safari goes, that's not an excuse to be pregnant.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to hear this pregnancy stuff. What?
What?
Do you have no idea how it affects a woman's body?
No.
Which can in turn affect everything else.
Hormones, dude. What's wrong with you? And then he said they were supposed to go. Then we get a confessional from Erica that says they were supposed to go to Miami together, but he asked Erica that he cancel. Oh, no, maybe he does say it. Sorry. I think it was Safari that says this. But he asked Erica to cancel her ticket. So bye, because we're in a disgusting place right now.
Oh, they're just.
I just cannot.
Oh, yeah. With Safari and Erica, I just remember seeing their relationship, just always hearing about it. And up until they got married on social media. And I was like, what? What is happening? Because I knew Erica Mena when she was back with Sin, like Love and Hip Hop New York. Mm-hmm. And then Safari, just background for Nikki. I was just like, what is happening? And it's just like, okay, where y'all are right now is kind of what I thought was going to be happening at the beginning. But now they have two babies involved.
Two babies and no brains is the problem. Okay, two babies and zero brains, because what the hell are you doing? So anyway, they're still arguing back and forth, and then the kids do end up showing up, thankfully, with the wives, because again, Bambi's not supposed to be carrying the kids, but Bambi's here. Yeah. Erica is not supposed to be, I'm assuming, carrying, but she comes in with her child, and Safari doesn't even look at her and says anything to the baby.
Like, what? It's like, I literally just don't have any words, because it doesn't make sense. This behavior is absolutely the worst.
It's disgusting. Like, you're in a disgusting place because of you, loser.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
You're in a disgusting place.
I like that, loser.
Yeah, like, what the hell? And then there's still, like, again, and then Safari is like, oh, here they go. They're about to start. They're on talking. So because of that, Safari decides, okay, they're going to start their talking and I don't have time for it. So that means I'm just going to leave.
Yeah. I'm going to leave. I'm actually not even just going to leave, but I'm going to leave and go to my flight. I'm going to go ahead and go to Miami. Like, what?
This man has like zero. The way the divorce would have already been finalized. Actually, I would never have had another child with someone like this. Because
I don't know how you walk down the aisle with, like, how.
Thank you.
How did none of this show before? She saw no signs of this. I'm sure they've had explosive arguments before they decided to get married, and she's just like, ah, it's okay. Nope. It's okay. It'll be fine.
Apparently. God. And she was with Bow Wow, and that was really tumultuous.
Yes, it was.
Erica.
She knows how to pick them.
Yep.
She knows how to pick them.
And then, Erica gets a text, you know, and they're just, so she's sharing with everyone that she'd got a text saying, I'll forever put myself before you. Mm-hmm. And this was over the Pampers and food milk argument from throwing that I know we didn't go over before. So again, Safari's like, yep, I'm out. So Mendici's with a Supreme backpack. First of all, why you showed up with the backpack to a baby shower?
They only showed the back of his head. And I was like, who is this 16-year-old that just walked in?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
it's Mendici.
Yeah, one of Kirk's 100 kids, maybe. And then he said, Mendici said, you leaving your own baby shower? And then Scrappy is literally like a little kid. He's like, well, at least that's not me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes. So then they, again, still going back and forth. And then Bambi comes in and she's like, wait, what happened? Why are the guys here? Because I asked Scrappy not to come. And then Rashida is like, you know, trying to be like the peacemaker. And she's like, no, I want him to leave because I want a divorce. What do you mean?
Right.
And that's kind of the end of it, right? And then, like, yes. We see the Noah Rings thing. But again, it's, like, stupid. Like, they're all just kind of being
petty. It's all petty. Yeah. Yes. And I think we said yet that Erica had slashed his tires and threw paint on his motorcycles.
Yeah. And she turned off the video camera while she did it.
They show footage of her putting black tape over the camera before she did all that. So Safari's mad about that.
Yeah, but he deserves it. I don't care. And then, you know, and Kirk, of all people in this world, is explaining.
Exactly. I said the nerve. They didn't have anybody else to explain.
You know how bad you need to be that Kirk is telling you? Like, how you down bad.
Yes.
This is what your life has come to.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we see Safari leave to go to Miami, and all of a sudden he's in Miami with Safari, with Trick, sorry.
Yeah, Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
Who has been married 17 years.
Yep. Okay. He's not.
Who knows?
He's a liar. They don't live together, him and Joy. Oh. That's who he's talking about.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So what is this? It's legality?
Yes.
Okay.
He won't divorce her. That's the story. He like won't.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. And they're just like chatting about it, whatever. And then Trick Daddy is over here. You know, you're lying, first of all, that you're saying you're married because you don't live together. You've had many other relationships. You had a relationship with someone that tried to fight Trina, Joy, your wife's cousin. So that's the type of life you're living, Trick. So then he's like, yeah, you know, you want your space. Safari's like, I love the energy. Or do you love the women? Because there's a lot of women at this like little bar they're at. And then right. Trick said, I hold women to a higher standard. Man. Shut up, Trick. Shut up. And then Safari says, you know, he doesn't want to go home because he's seen like in his own life physical issues. And then they're, you know, going back and forth, all this stuff. And then Safari says, my willpower is high. I'm not going to cheat.
I'm not easily tempted.
Yeah, you are.
Right. I'm like, and then, because who are you fooling?
Yes, because it cuts to Safari like going wild, buck wild on Instagram with all these girls
whining on him.
Yes, literally. He's grabbing, pulling, holding. All of this while, let's cut to Erica at home. Her house is vandalized.
Yes, by just this woman who is pretty much almost 9 months pregnant.
Yes.
Her house was burglarized and she was home alone because Safari. Why? Because Safari was in Miami.
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
Oh, my God. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
Absolutely.
Yep. So then that kind of like wraps that up. Like Erica, again, like I don't want to go into it because it's like it's copy paste. Like she's complaining. It's the same thing. She wants a divorce, but whatever. Okay.
Yep.
Then let's get to happy times, to Yandy and Mendici's.
Yes.
Where now, you know, Mendici's, we've seen him like mess up on couples therapy, whatever the heck it was called. And then, you know, so he's like, I want to, you know, the vibes is immaculate. I'm going to take you to a private dinner. And to me, it looks like a proposal. So I'm a sucker for this stuff. And he, you know, he's like, I didn't mean it. I was wrong in what I said. They walk in. It's flowers. It's hanging chandeliers. It's, you know, you name it. It's there. Like red roses. It's cute. And then he says, I apologize. I was being dumb.
Yes.
Asia, would you forget everything if someone did this for you?
The moment Queen Naja walked out, absolutely. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, because that's exactly what...
That was Yandy?
Yandy said.
I was like, yes, I love her song, Butterflies. Oh, that's, so she's good. Not a love and hip hop
yes.
star. Like, she is an a actual... Star. Yes, an actual star. She has music that's out there. So I thought that was a great get by Mendeecees.
And it's expensive, apparently.
Yeah. And I'm glad he said, like, when she was like, okay, wait, what you said in Arizona, did when he said, like, he doesn't know if he would have been there for her. She was like, did you not mean it? Or did you, or like, do you not feel that way anymore or something? Yeah. And he's just like, I didn't mean it in that moment. Exactly. Or just actually, I can't remember exactly how he phrased
it. No, he was just like, I was wrong. I was in my feelings
about
something. What? She held you down for so long so and you're long. In your feelings. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Right. I just think that Yandy loves him too much. Yep. She's in too deep.
She loves him more than he loves her. And that is never the place you want to be
it's
in.
It's not.
Ladies, right. Let's not do that. Okay.
But the moment Queen Naja walked out.
Yep. I had chills.
Thank you. Yes. She's
I
so
literally
good.
Showed my husband. I was like, so you're going to re-propose to me. And this is what I would like. And he's like, we got married 2 years ago. Shut up.
A 3-year vow renewal.
Yes. Oh, at 5 years, I was like, this is what I want. Right. And then, you know, she's like, I was annoyed at you, but it's fine now. We're all good. What? Poor Infinity. My God.
I know.
Yeah. And then we get one last surprise. Speaking of Infinity, the judge has granted Mendeecees that he can go to Dubai and he can turn up people. So
his
he's
first
gonna,
time. It's yeah, their first time out of the country.
Out
together.
Of the country. And they're going to, you know, get married, play Rashida's, you know, put it on, make him want to marry
me.
Because he's ready and they're going to get remarried, vow renewal. They got married in 2015, right before his right before his jail time.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to their amazing wedding and whatever, cute.
Yeah.
And then it's invite time, Asia. Who's invited? Right. She said, is all the kids invited? So didn't she mean Infinity or am I wrong?
I think she meant the little kids.
Okay.
And like all of them.
Yeah.
Including Infinity.
You know, Mendeecees did not mean that.
Right.
Because he's like, when she said Infinity's coming, because, you know, there's going to be pictures. She's going to be mad. And I was like, pictures? There's going to be moments. You're in Dubai, dude. What?
Yeah, we got to have her there because we will take a photo or two.
Yes.
She has to be there.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you Photoshop her in then for that, if that's the reason? Oh, my God. So then they're like arguing, but going back and forth, whatever. Not arguing, but they're kind of like Yandy's trying to be smooth and be like, mm-hmm, we need to talk to to Infinity. Mendeecees is still in his baby step. Like, he's not even left. The car has not left the garage for Mendeecees. So that's where they are.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay. It's fine. We'll figure it out. We're now in Dubai. Prep. I feel like this is where I love these shows because they all go on trips together.
Yeah.
When I say trip, this is what the trip I want to see.
Yes.
How did you feel? Because everyone's invited. Did you see baby mama Erica there? So they did a cutaway and baby mama Erica was there. Baby mama as in Scrappy's baby mama, everyone.
Erica Dixon.
Yes, Erica Dixon. So is she invited? Right. Are we going to see
literally
her later?
Everyone. Maybe it's like literally anyone you can think of except for Bambi and Erica Mena.
Yeah, because they have
are pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're useless men. You know, right. At least Scrappy will be like, yeah, I won't go, I guess. That's
right.
The right thing to do, right?
I think.
Yeah. And then Safari will be like, girls, let's go to Dubai, women.
Right.
So then they all fly to Dubai. They're flying for first class on Emirates, as you do. I'm so jealous of people that fly first class. Like,
I have to make it happen soon.
Yeah,
I always pass
once.
Only. Really? How was it?
Amazing. I flew Paris to India because it was a standby ticket. So you pay half and get double the experience. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So wonderful. I flew, without my mom. She got stuck in Paris for another day and I ended up flying back.
Paris class.
And this was before cell phones. So my grandpa had to be called from Paris and like been like, can you make sure to pick her up? Oh my God. But it was, I one day want to fly like America to like, you know, whatever, San Francisco to Dubai, Dubai for sure. And Mumbai.
Yeah.
That is my dream if I can afford it.
Yes.
Gotta make it happen.
Give me your points.
You gather all the points from the listeners.
Yes. Everyone just give me 10 points each. And then I think I should be good. I can afford it. Right. I can afford the rest. I got the other points.
Right.
So then they're all now living their best life. Sierra is drunk as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And Sierra's man, Eric, is there as well, she allegedly cheated on.
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, I'm bringing Eric, who BK thought that I cheated on him with, but it's not true. Like, girl, yes it is.
Hot mess. Messy mess.
Yes.
So basically that's like where, and then we end there, and then we land in Dubai.
Yeah.
Where, they have a tour guide. They're living their best life.
Mm-hmm.
All of this. And then, their tour guide's really beautiful also.
Yeah.
There's one person that isn't feeling so good, Asia.
It's like, all right, it's either COVID or pregnancy.
Yes.
And so, then the first thing she said, I'm not really feeling too good and I don't know why. And then the next time we see her, she's like, I haven't had my cycle in a while.
I thought it was menopause, but then I was like, I think she's too young for it. So no.
Yeah. I was like, how old is Rashida? Is she in her 40s,
right?
Okay.
So hopefully it's not early onset or anything.
Oh, she's 45.
Yeah. So, not really, but close.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. Janet Jackson.
Yeah, exactly. But we hope, again, like I said this last time, one thing about Kirk is he gonna have a baby on a show. Like, we already met one. Why do you need to add? So they're gonna stretch this out maybe into next season because, like I said, new season, new kid for Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope it's not COVID. My God.
Yeah. I think she'd be feeling a little bit more lethargic.
Yeah. And
more under the weather where she's kind of feels like, it sounds like she feels like seasick or something.
Exactly.
They're just like walking around. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, it's fine. And then they end up, you know, they're now at the Plaza Versace Hotel. Oh, this is like my dream.
Yeah.
Flying first class, staying in an extra hotel. Like, that is who I am as a person. I'm married to someone who goes on trips and stays at hostels. So it's fascinating when we travel together because I was like, absolutely never.
Right.
And like, I work in nonprofit. Like, I don't make no money, but like, you know, I don't care. Dream big, people. They're at this amazing. We don't really get their hotel rooms, or we do for a little bit.
Yeah, like, we don't. Which I thought was interesting because I looked at the hotel, and you can get a room with one king bed for like $220 a night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not bad, but it's like okay, if they're staying in like the suites, okay, that's probably really nice. But we didn't see it, so they're probably staying in the regular rooms.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Because in Love and, if anyone watches Love and Hip Hop, not Love and Hip Hop, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you'll see that, suites are a big thing.
And
that's like something that they want to be showing all the time.
Right.
So that's why I thought that was funny as well. That they don't really show it, but
you
do get to see a little bit of their, their suites vibes. Yeah. Their Instagram.
And they're interesting. Yeah. I love how they throw those in there.
Exactly. Probably because of COVID.
But
I like it. I like that. And then it's time to go out to the water taxi where they're going to be going to a water taxi and then a spice shook, which is so fun. Like, I haven't been to Dubai, but I've been to Israel where they have these like Middle Eastern spice shooks, and they're so much like fun. They're so lively. I don't think I would go during COVID, but
yeah
that's just me. That's just me. Yeah. So then, you know, Rashida's still struggling, but then they're at the spice chick where I want to know, did you hear Mendici say, look at all these seasonings?
No, I didn't.
He's like recording it and he's like, this is a seasoning. These are all seasonings. And I was like, yes, that is usually how this works. Correct.
I did not. I missed that.
He's like, oh, look at all these seasonings. And it was like one of those, like, look at all these chickens. If anyone has seen that video. I just couldn't. Oh, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm telling you.
Mendici's is funny.
A mess. Actual mess. So that's like, and then we get to the, I'm trying to figure out how to say it. Oh my God. I like almost knocked my water off because I'm so excited. I like want to say it in his accent, but like, maybe I don't because I don't want to be racist, but they're in a shop and they're getting saffron, which if I'm Indian, like that is a very expensive spice that we use sometimes. But it's like when you want to feel rich, you know, it's definitely not a everyday moment. Or saffron tea apparently is also Viagra. Okay. So Mendici's is like, yes, I want this.
Right.
But then it's like the record scratch where you're like, but skirt, because I don't want I don't want that, you know. I don't want that. I don't need it. But maybe I want to try it. Like, what did you think of this?
Right. Like, what are you saying? Yeah, it was funny hearing all the different guys' reactions.
Yes. Like, Kirk was like,
I need the help. I need it. Yes. I need it.
Kirk is probably older than Rashida then, I'm assuming. Like,
clearly you don't need the help.
Yes, sir. You got 2,000 kids. You have to stop.
He's like, I need the help. Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. But the shop owner was having some fun.
Yes. Perfect. And then the shopkeeper was living my best life. And I will say this happens in Mumbai, too. Like when you're in India, like the shopkeepers just get very into you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, yes. Wow. I love
start feeling yourself.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, they're just trying to make a sale. Got it.
Right.
And then I loved it. The shopkeeper was then talking about how like Viagra would work. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it will go up, 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 up.
Yeah. And then who was it? It was like Rashida was recording. She's like, oh, it's going down. I mean, it's going up.
Uh-huh. She was like recording her man. She's like, that's my man. And then she goes outside and she's like, wait. He needs to calm down on that tea.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. I just, like, can't, because, like, these two, like, it was, like, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Like, Andy and Rashida, they're like, what are we going to do, girl?
Right.
I don't know, girl. Are you pregnant? Are you spotting? Like, what? Yandy's like, tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of this, like I just love their little back and forth because it was so silly.
Yes.
And then she goes, I mean, I want to have kids, but maybe I'm okay with not having more kids right now. Things are going well. I have pressed, like Asia said, pressed Houston, pressed Atlanta. They're opening one in Midtown. Ugh.
And so then, do you think she is pregnant?
I don't think so, right? I don't, because I'm following them. I don't.
Yeah, I feel like we would know.
Yeah, I think we'd know. Like, maybe spoiler alert, but yeah, she is. I don't believe she is. Unless they're like holding it until that happens sometimes.
True.
But we'll see.
I feel like she's too out, like, on the scene.
Exactly.
Like, somebody, like, if she, I don't know.
Yeah, she is. She's with, on her Instagram with waist trainers. So she's definitely not pregnant.
Okay.
Unless she already had, she can't already have had the baby. So yeah, she's not pregnant, but beautiful woman. So she's like, I need to get a test because I want to get turned for my, birthday. So that means that I need to get a test. And then Yandy goes, can we get a test is there a pregnancy test at the Shook? Can we get it there? Like, you're in Dubai. Like, do you understand that or no? You know, like, oh my
God. Oh gosh.
Like, what the hell?
Damn it.
So I'm like losing it because I'm like, these two are like, let's get a pregnancy test. And that's like kind of the end of our
cliffhanger.
We're going to end it at a cliffhanger. Will they, won't they? Will they have a baby? Will Bambi finally decide to not have more kids with Scrappy? Probably not.
Will Erica leave Safari?
Yeah. Well, she officially had it spoiled.
Right.
Sorry, everyone.
Before the show.
Yes. But good grief almighty, these people are wild.
They are.
Just, you know, just I pray that it's okay for them and it all works out somehow, some way, even if it's without. And Erica, I know she's happy because her tweets are wild now. She's like, I'm living my best life, la la la.
Yeah,
you go girl. Anything else, Asia, about this?
I'm glad that you're covering this season.
Thank
because
you.
it has reignited my passion for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So I give all credit to you.
Right? Pay me, Love and Hip Hop, please.
And so, yeah, it's so nice to be able to see like the progression of people that I already saw like the beginning of their stories and seeing where they are now. But yeah, they're a mess, but they're our mess.
Exactly.
So that's why we watch.
We love them and we will always love them.
Right.
Oh my God. And with that, you know, this ends our coverage for the 7 and 8, episode 7 and 8. I will be back in 2 weeks, hopefully with someone that was born in Dubai, but let's see if our schedules work out. But if not, obviously we're always going to have fire guests. So just you wait, people. So thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to share with your friends so they can tell their friends we can be friends. And you know, the rest of the song. And again, thank you so much, Asia, for being here, for saying yes, for, you know, being the marriage whisperer, as you like, because I couldn't have gone through this without you. So where can people find you to learn more about these celebrity stories?
Right. You can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. So it's A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. And yeah, I'm no marriage expert, but I'm just a person with an opinion on the show Married at First Sight. So I do cover that weekly over on reality TV Rehab Ups, where you found this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so take a look or keep a lookout for those coming out weekly. We're currently discussing season 13 that took place in Houston. So very close to home. Well, it is home. So definitely check out my coverage there. And then also continuing to help out with coverage for Big Brother 23. I will be on the Wednesday episode recap. So yeah, I'll see you guys on all those different appearances.
Yes, check it out. Check out Married at First Sight. It's amazing. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. I have been on a few podcasts this week. I did on Saturday, I believe it came out, with Geneva, Never Have I Ever. Oh my God. Netflix. No, not me getting my Netflix confused, everyone. It's okay. I'm going to leave this in because, like, whatever. I'm covering with Geneva Netflix reality games. And you know, it's like fun Disney, like that's what I feel like. It's
Disney,
like
Channel games. Yes.
And they're just like a wild time. They're 11 minute episodes, three of them. So we kind of like talked about all of it. It's just, it's so silly. And then I was on with Rob and Akiva where we talked about pet peeves and I ranked all of them because I feel like that's, you know, as a judgmental lady, it works.
That's what
you do. My brand.
Yeah.
And then I do cover Never Have I Ever with Chappelle, and Puya was our guest this week. So it should be up right now. So go check that out as well over on Silent Podcast on YouTube. And we're a Silent Podcast on Apple and Spotify as well. And I also cover Survivor South Africa on the same platforms. So be sure to check it out. tweet me, DM me all your thoughts, use the hashtag love and Rahapub to tell us all your celebrity run-ins.
I did listen to y'all's Netflix reality games. I finished that yesterday. Yes. Great job, because I was like, I am not wasting the 30 minutes watching this YouTube show. Exactly. So I'm just going to listen to the podcast. Yeah. The podcast covered it all. I got what I needed. And so just do that, you guys.
Thank you, Asia. Yeah, so please tweet me, DM me, leave me some reviews on the Rahapub feed if you're loving this.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.